Hi, you're listening to the Value Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Esther Opone, aka The Value Adder. Here, I hold laid-back conversations with friends across a variety of topics as we share lessons from our personal life journeys with the ultimate aim to connect, learn, and gain value while we have fun. So, if you are in for an authentic and valuable experience, relax and enjoy the show. Hola folks, welcome. It's good to have you back. I hope you enjoyed the weekend and you're enjoying your week so far. Welcome to the concluding part of my ongoing conversation with pharmacist Omolayo Awolola. We've been having a conversation around the topic I came, I saw, I contributed, basically sharing our story as she uses our platform to provide simple health information to, you know, mere mortals like us. And so far, I've been getting some feedback from some of you, and I'm really glad to know that you have benefited a lot from our conversation. And those of you who said you've checked out our YouTube channel, I'm so glad that you found so much value from it. And so, on that note, I would say welcome again to the concluding part, and I hope that you have fun. Here we go.
If I may ask, what do you do now and how do you balance it with your content?
Okay, so I'm currently interning in a community pharmacy. The truth is, it's really ethical combining both. So it's just about making sacrifice. So I always plan ahead. There are times where I know that the work is so ethical and I know that, okay, I can't drop videos. There are times where I would have actually recorded the video, like, maybe 2 weeks, and I'm just even editing it after 2 weeks because I've not had time. So I intentionally just plan ahead in my diary, like, okay, plan ahead. They're making sacrifices of staying up at night to edit the video. So I know that, okay, I want to drop a video on this particular day. So I know that I would have actually prepared it like maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks before then. Mm-hmm. Record on a particular day, then edit on another day, maybe like 2 days to edit it, so I'll be able to meet up with the day that I'm going to meet it up. So I have to actually intentionally plan it and put it in my calendar. Then another thing I also do to help me be consistent is to have accountability partners. So I have some friends that I'm accountable to, and I'm like, okay, I've not dropped video in a while, please remind me that I'm supposed to drop a video on so day. So I have people that remind me, so I know that even if I'm tired, I want to sleep, I want to do this, I'll just start up, I have a target, and I do it, and then I drop the video.
Especially the accountability part, because they are trying to your own motivation is motivation.
Exactly.
And it's so smart to also like batch record ahead, like having a bank. I'm learning to like appreciate that now, because there are times when you're just busy and you just have those episodes you can fall back on and just quickly go and record and upload. You quickly edit and then you upload, and it helps you to be consistent and to keep showing up for your audience. In fact, this is one of an example, like when this episode is going to drop is not sure yet, but I know that I'm recording ahead for them. And my spirit, soul, and body is tired and, and all of that. So I guess that works. So again, guys, thank you so much for sticking to you. We are still listening up until this point. I am still having a conversation with pharmacist Omolayo, and she's the founder of Health Tips with Liar. You can check out on YouTube. She's big on health information and of course improving the rules of pharmacy generally around their practice and all of that. So tell us one, how to explain it. Of all the health needs that are flying around in the world today, there's a lot of them. Tell us one that you feel like, one or two that you feel like, you people should have removed masks from this matter. This is not true. You've been saying it over and over and over again. So tell us what that means to you.
I would still say the antimicrobial resistance, the antibiotics is the solution to all problems. Every single day in the pharmacy, we always have reasons to educate at least 5 persons and let them know that everything about or all the solutions to your problem is not antibiotics. Because people come to the pharmacy, they want to get an anti-malaria, they feel like, okay, I'm having malaria, they must get an antibiotic along with it. In fact, it's not every time you have fever and headache that you need an anti-malaria. Sometimes you just need an immune booster and drink a lot of water and rest. Like, eat and sleep, rest, enjoy yourself, give yourself a mental break. I love it. And then another thing is, we still have people coming like white vitamin C and colored vitamin C. Some people feel like the white vitamin C works better than the color vitamin C. I mean, like, in this century, we should have stopped talking about that. Like, really, they work the same. They are like the same strength, same 100 milligrams. But then the colored one is just to add some flavoring and to just increase acceptance, basically. Some people feel like when they take the white one, because it's not sweet, the stronger it is in the mouth, the more it works. I don't know. What you used to hard life. But it is not hard.
I would start to say that. Yeah, different to survive.
As in, like, if it is very, very hard, it is very, very strong, it is very, very something to work better. But it is not like that.
It's not that hard to And for the time I broke down and I took malaria test. I found I had malaria. And then the person that was around me was like, you look so tired. I even show you on your face. But if it is anti-malaria, you should even go and use antibiotics. Mean that even when I have cough, they said that you don't need to take antibiotics for cough and catarrh and all this. You are not coming to me for malaria. Malaria, they have its own treatment. There are some of these things that they are infected, but they are self-limiting, that the body will fight it. So don't need to pile these things on, because basically what we are doing is we are showing all the microbes the power, and then when we eventually need them, they've already gone to, you know, gather fortification, and it will work for them again and all of that. I know that's just a funny way to describe it, but really, so it just is that problem, not just for you, but for everybody practically, because it's like a ripple effect that keeps affecting everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, people don't understand that it's not just about the fact that one person abuses antibiotic is literally affecting everybody around. People, it's not just the problem is you're not just causing a problem for yourself, you're causing a problem for everybody around. I've seen cases where a baby was rushed to the hospital for just minimal fever and maybe just an infection and just caused the fever, and they've tried different kind of antibiotics for the baby and they had to go for meropenem, and at the end of the day the baby died, because in fact they could not even afford it. Before they got the money, before they did all the run around, the baby just died. So all these utility, who knows who had literally abused antibiotics around the family, and then the baby got the infection from the person, and that's the end. People don't really understand, but at least we take our time to educate people about it every time.
And so as you are listening to us, I hope you are learning one or two things, and also inform other people around you. When we say that anytime you have this or you have that, go to the clinic, go to the hospital, consult, and all of that, It's not because we just want to collect conversation fees or we want to disturb your stress, you and all that, but really because there's a lot of things, there's a reason why we do that, and it's really to avoid situations like this. There are times where some situations would have been treated on time, or you wouldn't even have to spend much money or time, but because you are doing home treatment and all of that, it's getting worse, or you are using the wrong things, or you are abusing drugs and all of this. So again, just let's be open to, you know, correction and, you know, adjusting and all of those things.
And another thing is that when you go to a pharmacy, I'm saying this to everybody listening, when you go to a pharmacy and then the pharmacist refers you to a lab for a test or an hospital, there's no need to literally stand on the pharmacist's head to give you antibiotics or any drug by force by fire. The truth is, they are very, very concerned about you, because, and some people just leave and go to other places where they can just get drugs or herbs on the streets and all that. The problem is that when you do that, you are going to spend much more on your health. And in fact, because at the end of the day, the case will be worse. But when you gather the money that you are supposed to, that you should have used for lab or maybe for cleaning visits, and you now spread it over the money you used to buy all those side drugs and all that, you realize that you keep buying more and more and more, and even causing more damage to your health. So it doesn't mean that the pharmacy doesn't know what he or she is doing by referring you. They just want you to get the best treatment for your health.
Okay, so you're not down here, my people. Listen, you hear what though? Wow. So it's not like anybody just wants to go and stress yourself on your money, because obviously believe that when they have a partnership somewhere, which I want to make sure that the money gets to those people. No, we really have we are concerned about you, okay? And you trust us. Thank you. I mean, don't I sound like you trust me? thank you so much. I've learned a lot myself, and I've really had fun having this conversation with you. It's been a wonderful period, and I'm sure that people who are listening to you they are learning a lot and they are enjoying. Again, if I don't say I did not join people, go and check out the YouTube Lio on YouTube. Okay. Yeah. So do you have any sign off notes for us that even for me as a content creator and all of this?
I'd just like to say that consistency is key. It really doesn't matter the kind of engagement you're getting now. Like you said, everything, every small effort you do will eventually add up to make sense in the end. So don't give up.
Don't give up. What was that song again? I can't remember. Oh, it's a Sia song. Yeah. The greatest, yeah, remember. I want to play it once I'm going to perform. Thank you so much, Lio. It's been a pleasure having you. So there you have it, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this. Again, you can let us know what you thought about this. If you have any questions, you have any clarifications, you can send a DM or in the comment section at Value Cafe Pod, or send a mail at thevaluecafepod@gmail.com. Thank you so much for getting to this episode, and I look forward to seeing you again next time. Remember to share and, of course, you know, engage with me. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for sticking through with this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you gained one or two things from this, chances are your friends will too. So make sure to share and invite them to come again next time. And yes, I would really love to hear from you. So feel free to shoot me a mail at thevaluecafepod@gmail.com or send a DM at thevaluecafepod on Instagram and Twitter. You can also leave a comment or record a voice message depending on the podcast streaming platform you are using. Thank you once again. I remain your host, Esther, aka The Valuada. See you next episode and keep adding value.